Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
You see all this really wild equipment at the gyms, and you see go to someone's house and they've got all this great equipment in their house, and you wonder to yourself, does all that equipment mean that I'll have a better workout session, or are there some basics? Getting back to basics, that's what we're talking about today, because it's really one of my very favorite topics, and my guest is Neil Pyer. He's a nationally noted expert on fitness and personal training, and he's the president of Inspire Training Systems and one of our absolutely favorite guests here on Train Your Body. Getting back to basics, Neil, one of my favorite things, I love all the good old standard push-ups, chin-ups, lunges, all these things. Let's speak about getting right back to basics.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The American College of Sports Medicine, every year, I'm sure you know, and many of your listeners probably know, they do a survey. It's a global survey of the current fitness trends and see what direction are we heading. You know, is it a good direction, and what's hot, what's not, et cetera. And this year, number one was high-intensity interval training, which everybody from the CrossFitters to the Tabatas to, you know, you name it, P90Xs, all these guys are all about high-intensity interval training because it packs in a lot of calories in a short period of time and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But they talk about it like it's something new. It's been around forever. And it's just how you implement and how you deliver it that, you know, Tabata has a specific formula, CrossFit has a specific formula, P90X, et cetera. Now, the number two thing was body weight training. And they reported that there's a trend towards a back-to-basics approach to fitness that makes me so happy because for the last 10, 15 years, since this whole functional training thing, you know, sort of took off, and, you know, trainers are looking for the snazziest, sexiest-looking equipment, exercise modality, style, etc. And they think that that is going to make them a great trainer. People that look at trainers doing exercises, oh, my God, he's hanging from these big yellow and black straps from his feet. Oh, my goodness, what is he? He's a trapeze. What is it? It's TRX. It's suspension training. It's a tool. It's not a panacea. It's not the answer to all of your, you know, fitness goals. It's a tool. It can be used safely, effectively to get to whatever it is that you want to get to. The point being that the body does certain things. It pushes. You can push with your upper body. You can push with your legs. If you push with your legs, you're working in what we call levels. So you're going up and you're going down. You're doing a squat. Oh, boy. A squat is a very basic movement. Well, you know, those feet are parallel. What if you stagger your foot so one's in front of the other? Oh, it's a lunge. Oh, very good. It's a drop knee lunge. And if you lunge forward, oh, it's a forward lunge. Oh, you lunge backwards, back. It, and you pull. You either pull, you either push, or you're doing level type of exercise like squats and lunges where you're going up and down using your lower body, obviously. But the equipment is there to try to maximize or optimize, if you will, what you're getting from the actual movements. The movements don't change. So anything that we see out there that looks like the next great thing is a tool. And that's generally all it is. It's how you implement what we already know, the ways we push, the way we pull, the way we move our trunk or not against load. We apply force, whether we're doing a plank and we're not moving, but we're still applying force, or we're doing a crunch and actually flexing the spine. You know, the body does certain things, and those things, historically, they don't change very much. It's how we can best utilize those movements, load those movements, apply those movements that we so that we get a proper training effect. That all these crazy things that have been out there, that's what they're for. So the basic push-up is still an awesome exercise. Basic crunches, squats, lunges, all these exercises are the same old standbys that have been around forever that are really going to reap you some good results in the long run.
I love that because that's certainly what I like to do, as I said, you know, lunges. You're loading your hips and your gluteal muscles and your quadriceps going down and up. And all these exercises that Neil's been talking about, pushing and loading, can be done in so many ways that you can keep it creative. So let's talk about a push-up. Give us three different ways we can do a push-up, and then we're going to move to lunges and three different ways we can do lunges. So start with a push-up for us.
Well, let's be really creative, and let's give you two standard, very common ways to do a push-up. Now, push-up, you're pushing your body weight up off the floor, and you're going to either do it in a very straight plank position with toes on the ground, or you will bend your knees, and you'll have your knees on the ground. Now, all this does is it shortens the lever arm of your toes to your hands, so it lightens the load for you. So if you're not strong enough to do a significant number, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 or more repetitions of a standard military push-up, which is on your toes, then you cut it back to your knees. It's the same exercise. You're getting the same benefit. You're just adjusting for load. Okay, so that's your basic rule. That's your given. Once you do that, you can do things like changing your hand position, so that your hands are straight out from your shoulders to the side, so you have sort of a wide handle, I guess, of where your hands are, and you're going to affect your upper chest and front of your shoulder and your triceps, where if you bring your arms in, you're going to affect your triceps and still your chest and a little bit of your anterior shoulder. So you can change what muscles are emphasized based on the position, based on the path of resistance, really, by changing your hand position. You can have one position up while the other one's down, just to sort of mimic things that you might do in real life, because very rarely are we perfectly balanced and parallel to things we're pushing against or pulling against or carrying, etc. And what we've been talking about in the last 15, 20 years is functional movement. It's sort of closer to what we do in each and every day. So by changing your foot position, your hand position, you're going to change the push-up, even though it's the same simple basic exercise.
So you can do the same exercise just with different hand positions, different foot positions, and even on different surfaces. Now, what about the squat? There's 8 million ways. I like side walking squats. I love those, going way down, you know, keeping a straight back, chest up, side push up and step to the side and do it again, or just a standing squat, or even a lunge squat that you kind of, you're basically doing the same thing. They're just a one-legged squat, really.
Right, and to take it a step further even, when do we squat? We squat when we're reaching for something that's on the floor or to pick up our child or something along those lines.
Getting up out of a chair.
How about doing both? How about squatting and reaching, or, you know, putting your hands out and reaching for something, or lunging and reaching so you're hinging at your hips? There's so many variations. I mean, we could list out 100 of them in 10 minutes, really. But there's so many variations. Once you start combining different movements with your very basic movements, and when you think about what you do each and every day, you do these movements all day long. In addition to walking and climbing stairs, you're squatting, you're lunging, you're reaching for something in the cupboard, you're pushing stuff, you're pulling stuff, you know. So these are basic movements that you need to do on a daily basis, depending on what you do on a regular basis. And the more trained or able you are to do these movements, the more efficient and more risk-averse you're going to be.
Absolutely. You know, and you know what? Getting back to basics is a great way, and you'll see all this fancy equipment, and you'll see these things trainers are doing, but really they all come down to pushing and pulling, using these levers, using your body to do what it is supposed to do on a daily basis, the functional movements. Be creative. Learn different ways to do push-ups and squats. Getting in and out of a chair right there is a good way to do a squat. You're listening to Train Your Body. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening. Stay well.